Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm single, 38, in LA, alone, with no job, with mom.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To.
It's reality gate. Let's love.
You know what? That's you know what? That's sadder than. What? I was thinking about this morning.
It's so sad.
I had this existential moment when I was driving to Pilates this morning.
Oh, I couldn't go. I had to shit. I had to cancel. I was worried I was just going to shit right there.
Why do I feel like there's so many things with your digestive system that
lately
won't
there
let
has
you?
Been? Well, I've got that parasite.
I'm not sure you do.
I got to start. The doctor told me.
What doctor?
My medical doctor.
Oh, so your medical doctor told you have a parasite.
Remember the thing that we had to do one time and you were too scared to do it, where you had to poop in a cup and send it off?
Oh yeah, I did that after that.
Oh, you finally did it? Oh, you told me you couldn't do it.
For Cologuard. For the colon cancer test.
Oh, well, I did it and I had it. So like, I just got all the things.
I'm uncomfortable talking about this.
So I got, y'all don't message me. My doctor's taking care of me. I got all the herbs and all the shit that I'm doing. I'm about to start it.
Your medical doctor gave you herbs?
Well, like, yes, it's a whole thing. They went to UCLA, like a medical school.
Okay.
So, like, it's not some witch doctor.
I guess fine with that. I just hear a medical doctor and herbs.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. All right.
All right, sure. What I was saying before
you talked
about you talked about your bathroom problems.
Yes.
Is, you know that one, like, building, that one restaurant, that one property that like is becoming another restaurant like every year, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
For a while it's like it's like, I don't know, Great Wall Chinese restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was Fat Belly Burger
then
in Ardmore.
Okay, thank you.
Gone.
And then it becomes a coffee shop. Then it's a poke place. The problem is
it's called Mama Cita's.
It's too big.
Yeah.
It's too big for real estate. The rents are too high. It's an ugly building. You got it in your neighborhood. And then you see a sign about every 6 months. You're like, boy, that was like watching a bug under a magnifying glass. Mm. Every time you went by, there was no one in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes, then it finally becomes a pot shop.
And
then they make money. That kind of march towards inevitable time of someone should really just go and like burn it down overnight. That building.
Natalie? Oh.
No, I'm saying, well, that too. But I'm saying that's not as sad as Natalie.
Oh, no.
Watching that restaurant / poke shop / ice cream sandwich store, mm-hmm. Someone comes in with a new idea. And they hire a designer.
They hire
a staff.
They get excited. There's hopes. They get their mother-in-law to do a mural on the wall because she's famous for doing murals
and
with
then
Jesus.
You open a restaurant and no one comes. And that happens, and that cycle repeats, and it imprints upon the location.
They did though have people come at Fat Belly Burger, but the owner I think was on meth, so I think they spent all the money and didn't pay people, so that's why.
So
they
that's
closed.
your Reverso, Reverso.
Mamacita's
cafe.
Is doing well though.
Mamacita's is doing well.
Mama's. Oh, it's called Mama's Cita.
That makes no sense.
That's what they call it. Mamacitas. We had somebody send me a message. This is Reality Gaze, everybody. Listen, welcome to the podcast. I'm Maddie. That's Poodle.
I'm just so confused.
We had somebody that messaged me and said, someone in our, they're in the I Think Not podcast group. They have a very robust Facebook group.
They do.
And they said, someone said, I was listening to the show, the collab, and I went, wait a minute. I knew a native girl with really beautiful hair who had the last name Beard. Wait a minute. I had a Coach Proctor in high school.
Shut up.
And then they said, and then I realized.
Shut up.
They said, Matt Marr was Bruno the Longhorn at our high school. And she said, I even tried to audition to be Bruno, but nobody can ever be the Bruno he was.
That is obviously a girl.
I'm telling you, that's my legacy. Yeah.
Girls aren't mascots.
Girls are crazy.
Oh my God.
My legacy still lives on.
Thanks for that one person.
No, when I went to my friend's funeral just like a month ago, remember I was walking out of New Hope Baptist Church and I said, well, Matt Marr, best Bruno we ever had. It's a legacy.
I find that a strange thing to say at a funeral.
If you ever come to Long Grove, you'll hear it. People see me out and about. Well, first of all, they'll probably call us faggots. But then they'll... No, they won't. They won't. But anyway, I thought that was validation. Somebody in my hometown...
Wow. Where are we?
If you haven't listened to our collab with I Think Not,
it's very funny.
It's off the rails. Time. We had a wonderful time. They're going to come on the show and talk about...
We went on talking about the library rest for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. So we're going to be talking about... They're going to be talking about Lalu with us when it comes back. We're very excited. Also, last week, be sure to check out our interview with Scott Evans from Couple to Thruple.
What a great interview. And what a, not that we did, but what a great interview he gave.
He gave.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell he does this literally for a living.
I just was so, like, I expected, when I talked to an, quote unquote, and this is, and I'm, y'all understand what I'm talking about. When I talk to an entertainment reporter, I don't expect to be completely interested in what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. And he was so, like, so insightful about what the show was about. And I went, you're amazing, Scott Evans.
He really is kind of amazing. And we love that he's pushing.
And I hate everyone.
And you're a Shania Twain song. That don't impress you much. That is you.
I will say this. It is difficult to impress me.
And we love that he is promoting and kind of championing black queer-led kind of projects.
Summer Break film, or his production
Summer Break
company.
Productions, yeah. Anyway, we love that. Be sure to listen to that. We actually have another interview coming up this week with our friend now, one of my
Damona.
Good friends, Damona Hoffman, Dates and Mates. We're going to be talking with her about a little bit of Love is Blind and... I might be getting dating advice for me. We'll see. I need
it. At this point, is it just? Should we just stop?
I mean, I'm still really not interested. What's happening on March 4th, Poodle?
I still think that I should be your dating coach. Like, I should be your...
No. J- just going to lead me down a path of wild abandonment. And
because if I'm attracted to them, I just want to leave you at the table. Yeah. While we go in the bathroom mm-hmm. and bang, like Ashley and Manuel. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Seeking Sister Wife, March 4th.
It airs tonight.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It will, I think it's going to be out. I think that's going to come out on Tuesday or Wednesday.
And it's a TLC show, so people can watch on Discovery TLC. Plus or
yeah.
Max.
Yeah.
If they have streamers.
Yep.
Okay, great. We're excited about that. The first episode's going to be a try before you buy. It'll be out for everybody, but then it's going to go on the cringe tier. On the $8 Reality Gaze RG Plus platform. So you can, and that's on all levels. You can do that on Apple subscriptions through the Apple Podcast app. You can also do it through patreon.com/realitygaze or Supercast.
The clip I've already been seeing is Garrick just running his fucking mouth and making no fucking sense. And Danielle just staring at him like, this is what I signed up for. Oh, it's wonderful.
I was going to watch a lot of episodes this weekend, and I started, and I actually stopped because I thought, we're probably going to have some sissies that have never watched this before that are going to jump in.
I would say watch their first. You need to know where they came from.
But what if other sissies don't? Then I can be that audience for them.
You don't want to be completely uninitiated.
Well, I've seen a couple of episodes because we did a Bicurious once. So anyway, y'all, on March 23rd, I'm going to have to be somewhere else besides sitting in my living room.
Waiting for Amanda
Where am
Paul?
I going to be again? It better not be some alley.
The Broadwater Theater.
Sounds cheap. Doesn't sound nice.
It's actually the theater that Dallas built. Because Patrick Duffy's son, Pedrick,
owns it.
He basically started it.
Is Patrick Duffy going to be there?
I don't think Patrick Duffy is attending this performance. No.
If Bobby was there, I'd lose my shit.
But this is my show. Seagull Song is opening, and you can on the link tree. There's ways to donate to our Indiegogo campaign, or you can buy tickets to the show if you're in the LA area. That we cannot stream it. It's a thing with the Actors Union, so we're not going to do that.
We're excited. And if you go on March 23rd, if you go to the perks, you have to
buy the perk.
The perks. Now there's two. There's one just to meet Poodle, and then one to meet myself and Poodle.
Yeah.
Listen, if you buy just the Poodle one, I'm not meeting you. I am not meeting you, y'all. You got to get the right perk. And the theater
doesn't. You know what, though? You will. I just know you
will. No, I won't. I will not. I'm being drug out of my house to put on jeans and not pajama pants. I will not.
We'll talk with you after and just chat and
yeah, be great.
So yeah, should be. It's tech week. So
what a rich river.
I'm a little stressed. I drove 1,000 miles to sleep on an air mattress.
Let me tell you this: something that's going to give you a catharsis. You haven't watched yet, and I can't say spoilers, but Love is Blind is ending this week.
Well, it's the last episode, there'll be the reunion.
Sissies, I will say this. It is, I think, the greatest wedding episode of Love is Blind we've ever had. Because we got it early. I loved it.
I haven't seen it yet.
That's all I'm going to say, because I can't say anything. It's actually probably better that I'll see you tomorrow after and not talk to you before, because I think we could not have an hour-long discussion right here and we would blow our load.
Are we recording it tomorrow?
I think we are tomorrow, right? Or no, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it's Wednesday.
It's fine. I might watch it again. Anyway, that's coming this week, y'all. So our episode of that's going to be out on Thursday at midnight. And then, of course, the reunion will be, I think, March 13th.
Yes. We're on tour. We are going on tour in April, May, June, and who knows how much longer.
Who knows?
But y'all, you can buy tickets on our link tree.
Mm-hmm.
And there's those TBA cities, kind of 7 or 8 of them. Look, I would say by the end of next week, early next week, we're going to probably be talking about when those go on sale. And those will have a specific pre-sale for RG Plus members, as well as an on-sale date. So RG Plus members will have a chance at first dibs on tickets for those.
We're talking about Seattle, Austin, Charlotte, Los Angeles, Philly, Atlanta, Denver.
And now added.
Now added Vegas.
Vegas.
Vegas will be coming. So there you go. I'm kind of scared.
Yeah.
Not because I'm not scared to go to Vegas. I'm good at handling Poodle. I know how I kind of need to handle him.
Not in Vegas.
Not in Vegas, because as Annie, get your gun.
Prostitution's legal.
My defenses are down. My defenses, and she's on her own.
Hey, y'all, it's not. I'm not going to be hiring him. I'm going to be working.
Because Poodle is that bitch who tells herself, I'm going to win it all back.
Exactly. I got to go and give some hand jobs. Getting all my antibiotics, bringing them all.
Getting just
to
double
Vegas.
The doxy.
Yeah. There's no sex for pleasure. This is just for business.
Just for business.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time to make my fortune. Bright lights, big city.
All right. I think that's it. Are we ready to move on to talk about something sadder than that, Natalie?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That was only 14 minutes of an hour.
Not bad.
That's pretty
not
good.
Bad. This, y'all, this was a kind of a poo-poo platter episode. We dropped in a little bit in everyone's story, and it's kind of like a soap opera episode.
It is. Oh, yeah. One more thing I wanted to say. Don't put this in the Natalie segment, Christina. I don't want, because I want people to hear it that skip the announcements. They need to hear it. Family Chantel, we are watching the first episode to record for our watch along.
Yeah.
That means for the $5 tier of our RG Plus, and it will be about, in fact, 2 or 3 weeks when we will, because we do the watch alongs early, but get ready. The Family Chantel, we're going to go.
First
back.
Episode ever of the Family Chantel.
If you want to watch, if you've never seen before and you want to watch with us, come on, sit on the couch.
It might be, I don't know how much they'll probably do a lot of backstory.
I'm sure.
On the first episode.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Let's talk about Nunnally.
Meanwhile, back at Grey Gardens.
Grey Gardens. What's this episode called? I don't know. Look. Natalie meets Mike.
Natalie's mother makes a waffle. In a pan.
Can we? Thank you. What the? Was she taking a frozen waffle and heating it up in a pan?
I don't think they have a toaster.
Josh did not get them toaster.
I do think that a toaster is one of the most essential items to have.
It's also very inexpensive.
I agree. My mother puts a toaster over on her little kind of shelf in her kitchen because she refuses to give it any counter space. And when I put it on the counter space, she's like, remember to put it back. Cool.
Why does she not like it having counters? Does she just not use it that much?
I use it every time I'm home, and I've seen her use it too. She's insane. Things on her counter really bother her.
Okay.
So she puts it off to the, she puts it on a shelf, and every time I have to use it, I have to get it and plug it in, and God help me if there are crumbs around the toaster.
Boy.
And now I clean up. Like I'm cleaning up for Kate Winslet in that show, The Regime. I gotta watch that. I don't have time.
I'm still behind on Capote and the Swans.
Me too.
This episode is called Veronica Says Goodbye. I mean,
there was nothing for them to do. There can't be anyone out there who's watching Veronica and Jamal and going, I really think they could make it. I like them as a couple.
I mean, I get the. So the theme of the thing that I just got is every episode starts with a cast member's name, but that's it. Because it was like, Debbie tells a lie, Tim stirs the pot, Natalie's big break, Veronica.
Yeah, you haven't gotten that?
No. Because it was so, Veronica says goodbye, be better.
I agree. Also, what was there sour cream on these waffles, cottage cheese?
I felt like cottage cheese.
It looked a little liquidy.
Also, Natalie's not going to eat three waffles.
No.
This is too many waffles. She made too much
for her.
She will
pick at one.
She's going to eat one like a bird.
Yeah.
Not eat the rest. The mom's not going to eat the rest.
No, mother doesn't eat.
She's so concerned about her
appearance. She hasn't eaten since the 80s.
Yes. She can't fix the back of her hair, but she's very concerned about her figure.
She has a daily rice cake.
Yes, that's it.
And then she picks at a salad and then... And then throws it outside.
Yeah. Yes.
Eats like a little pudding cup before she goes to sleep. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Oh, I'm stuffed."
She's like, "Oh, stuffed."
But I will say, Mom, she broke up with Josh 3 weeks ago, and she's a little lost.
A little bit.
I guarantee you the rest of the season for Natalie is going to be unhinged because we've had this, to me, this is a messy storyline because there's not a real, it's kind of like Little Women, like we're talking about on the I Think Not, because when the story is over is when Beth dies, but still we have to watch Joe marry the German guy and
I really need to watch that,
or you could read the book.
I could do that.
It's a long book. It's a great book though. Fucking Amy.
Fucking Amy.
Anyway,
I love that she's eating and her mother just goes, "Poor you."
But y'all, she has news. I called Michael. I invited him. He's coming. Maybe you'll make up. Maybe he loves you. What?
I invited him here and he'll come since you are 38 and alone.
This is unhinged behavior.
It feels, because Natalie says, "Mom, are you serious?" And she says, "We had a short conversation." And I went, "I haven't seen you speak a word of English the entire time." So... me thinks a PA for a production called Mike.
Yeah, for sure. Also, no way Mama did that.
I guess Josh posted about his kid or something like that. I don't know about the stuff.
Oh, the kid who was in the hospital?
Said Natalie hasn't even commented or liked on it.
Shut up.
The last time. Yeah.
Boy, that's crap. Because honestly... she could at least, if they were trying to raise money, she could at least give it, because she's got followers.
Yeah.
There's that's some unreal.
That's the drama. There's been a lot of drama. You can follow along, but Michael was lost. Now he's found. I think Mary's asking for money again for her baby, for Brandary. To feed Midnight.
Not the stripper.
Not
her baby.
Their baby.
Not the cat.
Not the cat.
Her actual baby.
Her actual baby.
Not the gecko that lives in their house.
No. Midnight. Their actual baby.
Oh, God. I never want to hear from them again.
What if that baby was born in the afternoon? Wouldn't that be stupid?
Naming their baby Midnight, stop. I'm done.
Anyway, I don't think we're ever going to, I think they're going to go the way of Paul and Carini, and we're never going to see them again.
Let's hope so. So Natalie's just crying at the breakfast table into her waffles, and she says, "I'm ready to make up with him."
Because Mom says, "Are you upset with me?" And you see, like, we kind of actually see, you know how there's the stages of grief? I would say for Nat, it's more like the stages of lunacy.
Yeah.
You see her go, I'm shocked. I don't know how to feel. Puts her head in hand.
I'm just crying.
And then she raises her head up. Yes. Then she's like crying. Then she puts her head down and cries again. And then she pops up. She's like, maybe this will happen. And I'm like.
Could be. Who knows?
It is like a character.
I get baby and have cream.
It is like a character in a musical who just has something dawn on them, the revelation. The revelation of cream.
Cream. I kind of want to walk this through.
I want you to write a musical called Natalie about just her. All the lives she had.
She's becoming, lived.
Becoming a Nun. This She's would lived. Be a great musical.
The problem would be...
So you get a famous, very famous... Donna, whatever her name is, Donna Keckney or somebody...
Donna Keckney's too old to play Natalie. So,
no. Her mother.
Oh, the mother.
You get someone like that to play the mother?
Yeah. No, Betty Buckley.
Oh, there you go.
It's Betty Buckley.
There you go.
It's Betty Buckley.
Yeah. Bernadette Peters looks it because she's little and petite.
Ooh, that's a good choice too. And the song would be Natasha, my beauty.
And she sings a song about her past.
Yeah.
When she almost had love and then it died. And so she's putting all of her. This sounds like a musical you would actually write. It's just because you're, well, not Seagull. It's not sad, right?
It's very sad.
Yeah, it's Chekhov. It's Chekhov. So it's
but it's dark and I don't know if I'd say sad. It's intense. There's funny in it.
Okay. Well, that's I'm telling you, Nunnally is your next musical.
You might be right. I don't know if there's enough conflict. But only in herself.
But that's the whole point.
Yeah. With Mike, and the friend who farted or took a dump in Mike's bathroom.
Yes, you could have a butter song. Butter.
Yes. Oh, butter is a
butter
cold character.
Come on and do a country song.
There's a whole song about butter.
Yeah.
Dun 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 dun, dun with butter. Talking about all the uses for butter.
There's a song when she says goodbye to a rat.
Yes,
Puya. Squim.
Oh, my Puglia.
That could all be in Russian or Ukraine.
We would. It's probably Russian.
You're thinking about
I
this
could
idea.
Never Puglia, Puglia. I loved you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com. Anyway, so
Mike is going to come. I was going to say, just to walk us through, Mike and she are still married.
I thought they're not.
No. She said that. We are still married.
Oh.
Because she can stay here. That's why she can stay.
I guess they're not married now in real life.
On the show this week, she said they were married. I'm not sure about when this was.
Okay.
No, she said it. We're technically still married. So he's been with someone. This is a farce.
Well, it feels like a farce to us, but I think for her it's real because...
No, it's real for her.
Y'all, because when it's 2 a.m. and you still haven't got it done, what happens to your standards?
They go through the floor.
That's where she's at.
Yeah, it's true. And she says, I've always thought we'd get back together, like J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Caitlin made the funniest meme. Did you watch that meme yet?
I have not seen it.
It is. I'm sure it's posted by now. It is so fucking funny. Go to Reality Gaze. Go to our Instagram. Because
what's it about? Don't just say it's a meme. TikTok's still banned.
It's about Ben. Yeah, TikTok's still banned. But it relates to Ben Affleck.
Have you seen...
And Natalie.
I watched that J-Lo Unhinged. Oh, then you watched, This Is Me Now.
I didn't watch it because I heard it's bonkers.
It was insane! Y'all, if you just want to watch someone's inflated ego...
Yeah, I heard it was really gross.
No, it was laughable. Like, you will laugh. I laughed all the way through it.
I think she thinks she's doing and wanted to do something like when they made the documentary of like Beyonce preparing for Coachella.
Yeah.
Is it Coachella she did?
Yeah.
Which, that's a great documentary. This is not that.
No, this is laughable, and like the ego on this person can't even be contained.
No,
she's like, it's a meta description of my life, and there's like a whole thing about a hummingbird and the Puerto Rican story about a flower, and it is laughable. And at one point, Jane Fonda is like, They're all the Zodiac symbols and Trevor Noah and they're just like, they're the Zodiac symbols. I can't even describe it. It's so weird. And it's so like, I'm like, is this real? What was the intention behind this? Was this, I know it's tongue in cheek, but I don't know how many tongues are in her cheek. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like she wanted to make it. And she, of course, sings her songs and dances mm-hmm. all the way through. But it's like post-apocalyptic. All I'll say is watch it. I fast-forwarded through most of it. But I needed to watch it to say I'd done it.
If I find out something's really horrible and bad, I don't watch it.
Oh, I have to.
You have to. You have to.
I have to. I have to know. I have to know.
I get it.
Also, I'm really titillated by things that are unfortunately and completely unknowingly bad. Like, she thought she was making something that was saying something.
And it didn't.
It is so tone deaf. It's incredible.
Well, we wish her and Ben the best. Wish them the best.
You know what? I think they deserve each other. He wants to be miserable. She'll make him that way.
I mean, somebody who can fuck over Jennifer Garner is a shithead in my book.
But have you ever seen them went together? He looks so exhausted to be with her.
Again, check out Caitlin's meme. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay, good.
Yep. Go to our Facebook and our Instagram.
But Mike shows up and
he just walks out like hey, just like. And she goes, "Last time I saw Mike was 3 years ago. I just want to be happy." And Mom said, "And work out your relationship." And Mom says, "They're like meeting, and Mom's over there saying, you know, I just want them to be happy, and have a happy life, and get married."
She's like,
"And have children.
I'm going to go home." You kids talk about it. And she's like, mom says, it's time for our family to reconcile.
Yes. And of course, Natalie hugs him. And she,
for at least what probably felt like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like she, y'all, she, the only person she's hugged longer than that is that tree.
I know that hug. When you're hugging, oh man, when it's 2:30 and you're hugging that go-go boy, that last one on the box.
That you gave $200 to?
Yeah, and you're hugging him goodbye and you want to keep holding on. But you can't because there's too much lavender body oil on him, and he just slips
just
through your
slips
feet.
Out of your hands.
Boy, that's sad. Oh, that's that is heartbreak right there.
Yeah, and he's like, my girlfriend's outside to pick me
up. Yeah, and I'm like Nicole Kidman. Heartbreak feels great in a place like this. they're making
somehow,
more of those commercials.
Heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
Only in Los Angeles. I love that in LA, y'all. When we go to the theater, people say it with her. And the last line where she says, because here, they are. Everyone yells they are and they clap. I love that about L.A. They don't do that in Oklahoma.
They
weren't excited when I went and saw the Iron Claw. They didn't give a shit about Nicole Kidman.
She's, we've talked about this before. Expats, I just finished the last episode on Prime. Expats is.
Oh, my friend's in that.
Great.
I got to watch that. Sorry, you.
She's one of my good friends.
Yes, we met doing stand-up years ago. Her husband's from Oklahoma. We're actually friends.
I have talked about this show. She's incredible
on
that show.
Yes, 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 yes. I know her.
Isn't it Saria?
I've always pronounced it Saryu.
Saryu Blue?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Saryu. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's incredible.
She's wonderful.
But the series is absolutely incredible.
I'm so proud for her. She has worked so... I met her like 20 years ago.
I thought your friend was going to be like an extra. No, your friend is one of the main three women.
Yeah, she's worked so fucking
And you haven't
hard.
Watched it?
No, she was on a show on NBC. It was like she did that. And then she's friends with my friend Parvesh.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But I met her. We took a stand-up class together.
Got it.
And we'd go out and have fun.
Anyway.
I'm proud for her.
It is beautiful. It's incredible. This last episode. See, episode 5 was like a feature-length film. And it was all about kind of like helpers they have in their lives.
I don't know what it is, but there's like 3 episodes of Feud left. And I don't know. I haven't been in a place to watch it yet. I'm behind. But maybe that means I'm not loving it. I like it when I watch it, but I'm like, whereas Feud before.
Yeah.
And you haven't watched that. You're watching that. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder
think
if something
I have to
season.
Be in the right place to watch it.
Maybe.
I think it's beautiful. I don't think that Expats is the same way. Expats is so beautiful, though.
Well, good.
It's fucking art. That last episode, it's only 6 episodes. You really should watch it. It's incredible. It should win an awards. It should win awards.
Oh, I'm so happy for her.
But it's incredible.
I should.
We should move on.
That would be shitty of me.
There's not a whole lot here with Debbie, y'all. It's her last day in Miami. She finds out that Julian has...
I just want to say Natalie's last line. This could be how the musical ends. Mike comes back. And we see Mike walking back in the distance, like kind of in the upstage, like coming out of the light like an angel, like in Ghost when Patrick Swayze dies, but instead he's walking from the light. And so you know Mike is coming, and you just see Natalie say, this could be my moment. After all this with Josh, I could actually fix it. I believe in miracles. Blackout.
The musical can't end there.
Maybe that's Act 1. Because the musical has... Oh, it's your musical, and it's Natalie.
Why don't you write it?
So the actual musical is going to have to end really, really sad. Natalie needs one of those time-turner things in Harry Potter, you know, that Hermione used.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about nerd shit that's not real.
Pass!
I just mean she's so scattered, and her priorities are all over the place. Well, and her overbearing mother.
Not familiar. Cool.
I would love for her to talk to a therapist to prioritize what she actually wants to do with her time.
Give me time.
By the way, sissies, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. And Poodle, that's a good question.
I don't know the question, but my answer is, I'd rather be getting banged.
No, the question is, what would you do if you had more time?
I just said I'd get banged.
No, really, you're always stressed and saying you have no time to do this or no time to do that. What would you actually do?
I don't know. Travel? Write more music? And I'd still want to get banged.
Well, I guess that's honest. I just think a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
Yeah, but if time was unlimited, then there wouldn't be any high stakes to this thing called life. Isn't that what makes life worth living? Time is fleeting and fragile, and one day we'll all be gone. Gah!
Poodle, when's the last time you talked to your therapist?
A while, but I haven't had any time. That's it, Maddie. There's no time. No time! There's never been any time. I don't have time to study. I'll never get into Stanford. I'll let my parents down. There's no time. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
You need to get banged.
Yeah.
I do think it's important to prioritize what you do with your time, but unfortunately, we never get the time to even think about it. And I love that therapy can help you find out what matters to you so you can do more of it.
My therapist is really good at helping me try to ignore the perfectionist voice in my head that tells me that I need to give 100% to everything to succeed. She helps me remember to give myself grace and that there's no perfect. I can only do things bird by bird and accept that.
And my therapist tells me not to obsess about getting everything done and having a blank to-do list. He reminds me that life always has to-dos. Bills are going to come, emails will be sent. However, my time is important. And doing things like taking a walk, meditating, and journaling are actually the essential building blocks of my time. And I shouldn't push them to the I'll do later category.
Sissies, we think your time is important. And if you need help prioritizing what to put in your schedule, therapy might help build you a roadmap. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/realitygaze today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realitygaze.
Okay, before we continue, let me schedule something. Okay, done.
Oh, did you schedule therapy?
No, but I did make an appointment to get banged.
We need to move on. I could write a story for it. I still have the whole Reba musical sketched out in my head. Don't know why they haven't done it.
I believe before you did that, you should secure the rights.
Well, I just call Reba and be like, hey, I'm from Oklahoma. She know we're friends. Or we're basically related.
It's not her anymore. It's her label and also the songwriters. You would have to get permission through all those songwriters.
You just tear everything down. I just want to have, I want to believe in miracles like Nutley.
Because it's the point though. With those, that's why jukebox stuff, legal is the hardest thing.
We need to move on. I agree.
Don't you dare.
Let's talk about Debbie.
Debbie,
Hart.
It's her last day in Miami. Julian has sold her down the river, basically spilled all the beans about Oshama. And Ruben is concerned, obviously. It's like, you know, you went to Morocco for someone in their 20s. And she's like, he was 24.
She's sitting there drinking a mojito and she says, but and
she says
he's
mojito
talking to her,
like you do.
Mojito. Mojito.
Mojito.
Oh, we had a mojito party. Oh, it was so good. I don't remember a lot of it.
Yeah, we never had another one.
Really, really drunk.
We never had another one.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll have a March mojito party for my birthday again this year.
Sure.
That sounds great.
Do whatever you like.
You won't be there.
I'll send my regrets. Won't come.
Hell, because your show, I'm working on my birthday this year. Boy, but guess I don't get a day off. Then I got to go
what
down.
Do you mean you're working?
We're working on my birthday. We got a show to do.
Yeah, but you mind. Can. You're free that night.
Well, guess I can't take a day trip.
No, you can't. God. Not everyone gets to take a fucking day trip on their birthday.
Well, Glad I wasn't planning one.
Delta Diamond completely ruined you.
That's fair.
Y'all, the only thing here is Ruben the Cuban asks, is it really over? Your son said that you were still helping out his parents. What are we at, 40 minutes?
37.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, not a lot happened. No, I love that while he's asking her all that stuff, though, about, and then they said you're still helping the parents, and that he was 24, and literally it looked like someone put those googly eyes on Debbie, and she's just kind of going, ooh, and her eyes, and
he
her
knows
hair,
everything.
And she's moving back and forth.
She did look like she was having some type of break, like where she was like, am I in my, did I come here?
Where am I? Did a tornado drop me off in Oz?
But that's basically all, y'all.
Ruben still said he still wants to get interested. To know her. He just wants it to be honest.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Let's do Veronica. There's nothing here. They wake up the next morning, y'all. They've talked about it and apologized. And the interesting thing, what she says to him. She's like, you know, I didn't think you would have an issue with Tim because you're such a confident guy, and I didn't think I'd have a problem with that. You would have a problem with that. And I do think it's worth talking about, regardless. If what I think Jamal is hung up about is the idea that they had a romantic relationship before. And for me, I would be worried that this would be some type of codependent situation with someone. If it was someone of the same sex, even for someone she hadn't had a relationship with, if this person was so in her lives. But the fact that it is the father of her child doesn't really bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I don't think there's a lot of story here.
No, I don't think it's fraudacy. I think it's real. I just think that she just thought he's a young, good-looking guy, and he wouldn't be intimidated by Tim.
Yeah.
I think that's really a lot of it. But she forgets that Jamal is super sensitive.
And we're saying sensitive in a negative way.
I think positive and negative way. I think...
What's the positive part of it?
I think it's good for a man to have sensitivity and recognize that. I just think sometimes because he has moments of understanding, it, usually though, like with his mother and with her... Yeah. But he doesn't apply that to his own life.
I guess I almost see those as two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not sensitivity that is good for either person.
Mm-hmm.
It's all him. This is all his shit.
What is that song? Sensitivity.
From Once Upon a Mattress.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
In 5/4. Go?
Sensitivity. I'm just covered with that. Dun, dun, dun. It's the Queen song.
Yes.
Yeah. Dun, 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 which most of them just talk sing.
Because they don't know how to. It. They.
No. It's just.
It's a hard song. It's in 5/4.
It's in 5/4.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. I wasn't going to fall asleep. You looked at me like I was going to go, I enjoyed that.
Anyway. No, I think what it is he's got way too much of Mama's special little boy about him.
That's true.
And I think, I've said this before, he needs someone, he needs a breakup with a beautiful woman who's his age, sadly, and she needs to completely devastate him.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't actually. I think he's just like the mama's little baby. I wonder, Veronica's had relationships before. Has Jamal had a long-term relationship before? Because he kind of, to me, emotionally acts like he hasn't.
Part of it is also there's a part of him that is Jamal's passive aggressiveness, and he is so he seems younger than he is.
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of emotional immaturity on his part, and I don't think Veronica expected that.
No,
I think it almost feels like she feels a little right now watching Veronica in this. I feel like you're having that battle of the mind of he's hot.
Yeah.
He's cute. Like, probably the sex is good.
I'm sure.
But personality, value-wise, maturity-wise, this isn't matching up.
Veronica is a woman with a grown-up woman's problems.
Yeah.
And she's
not dumb.
No,
she's pretty smart about this kind of stuff. Usually,
this is someone who's still trying to create the drama of a relationship in your 20s, where both people are giving each other the same passive aggressive behavior. This thing is, he sells himself well. He'll come off as someone who seems sensitive. Let's use that word again, and someone who seems like super intuitive and things like that. But he's still a man who's read 2 self-help books and knows the right things to say to women.
Yeah.
To me, not that I think he would intentionally screw you over, but he's a little dangerous in that way for women. He presents himself in a way
I think he's going to take care of his heart before he takes care of yours.
100%. Yeah. Well, this whole thing of trying to work on their communication, y'all, he forgot all this as soon as he got on a plane.
Yeah, he doesn't want to move to North Carolina.
That's garbage. Absolute garbage. Absolute garbage.
For many reasons. But
back to the actual farce of this season, which is Chantel.
She's sitting at the table with
the glam squad.
The glam squad.
All coordinated in green, by the way.
I feel like their names should all be like Fierce, Fabulous, and Fuchsia. Like, they should all just be like drag queen superhero names.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. But so she spit her net a snail out because it was nasty.
All the affection has disappeared. You mean since you met him 3 days ago?
She said, is there something I've done? And I went, what?
Well, what? He invited you. I'm still amazed they're trying to sell this to us as Chantel finding a partner. Why could it not have been Chantel meeting someone to keep in touch with? But she's working on it.
Or just someone to bang her.
Yeah. Because the single life could be about people experiencing the single life and dating. Because other versions of the show have done that. Pred's version of the single life, he had a dating coach. He was dating a lot of different women.
Yeah.
This could have been that. But I don't know what the fuck. Why they've decided she has to find some kind of Prince Charming and then they're together for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. It's ludicrous.
It's ludicrous.
And we have to fucking call it out. I thought they were joking for a while, but no, they're doing it.
No, they're doing it.
And she's like, I'm as scared of catching feelings after 4 days.
After 4 days. I was hoping he would show me a lot more attention than he did. And her friend Destiny's like, well, the beach was really hot.
I liked it when she's like, he wants to meet me one more time. And one woman from the truth said, well, what else do we have to do?
That's why we're here. And she's like, well, I guess we're getting glammed up today.
Haven't you seen it on the production call sheet tomorrow? We're going to go see him.
Put on your latex, Fierce.
Put on your breastplate.
Fierce, Fabulous, and Fuchsia got to get to work.
Get the breastplate out.
Find a phone booth.
They're such assholes. All of them. Just four assholes in Greece. That's what this should be called.
Assholes in Greece.
Four assholes in Greece.
That sounds like another movie you would watch that you've downloaded.
Four assholes with Greece.
Yeah. Four assholes in Greece, and the guy's name is Greece.
Mm-hmm. Greasy four assholes.
Wow.
John.
John is packing up.
Dilapidated cardboard boxes. Somehow I don't think these are new.
No.
New boxes.
He's got trash bags. He's moving to San Antonio. It just felt weird. This whole thing felt fake to me, and it felt a little
fraudulent. The storyline or this episode?
This episode.
Okay.
It felt weird that we didn't see him say goodbye to his brother, who was on 90 Day Fiancé, who's like the kind of the tether that holds him to this friend. We didn't see him saying goodbye to him at all. That's weird. He was packing was just like...
You mean it was, boxes?
But like, we didn't... He in this like small car, like does he literally just not have anything?
What's in these boxes?
I don't know. Obviously a lot of sex toys for the multiple orgasms.
I think definitely Abigail.
Yeah.
I'm going to also say... I think there's probably like a basketball participation trophy.
For sure.
Maybe something of his father's.
His first Playgirl.
Playgirl
he ever got from his father.
I think it's Playboy.
What?
I think it's Playboy. Playboy.
Oh, men, Playboy men has read women Playboy. And play. You know, that really doesn't make sense. It really should be the other way around. Playgirl should have the girls, and Playboy should have the boys.
You're a playboy. In other words, you're playing around with all different types of girls. For a magazine, magazines are aspirational, so you want to be what you see. So you're a playboy.
But no woman wanted to be a playgirl. They just should have called it slut because that's what society would have called them. At least call them something like...
Wow.
Like if I had a dirty magazine that was for women, that was women to be asked, I would call it something like Ingenue.
Y'all, for a minute, his face read, wait, is that right? Playboy? No, Playgirl. Because it's women. Women it's Playgirl. That's the magazine.
Yeah.
That's how out of the loop you are of male porn.
My parents used to have the very first Playgirl. I remember I found it up in my parents.
Why did they have Playgirl?
They kept it as it was like a collector's. They got the first issue because it didn't come out until like the 70s. And I will never forget it. And you're never going to believe this. Like my dad said, no wonder my dad told me this because I opened, or talk about aspirational men, but
Burt Reynolds.
I opened the Playgirl and in the middle is a centerfold of naked Burt Reynolds. With a little thing over his crotch.
Yeah,
and
like thought, you could see pubes. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. And I thought, that's probably why my dad told me just to imagine Burt Reynolds if I ever had sex with a woman. Just imagine Burt.
No, that's the thing. He said his father wanted him to impregnate a woman.
He did not want me to adopt a baby because he said, they've got to be blood, Matthew.
Don't fetch a baby.
Don't fetch a baby, Matthew. I want you to fetch a baby. It's got to be blood.
Fetch a baby.
So we said, Matthew, is what you do. Get your woman, make it a blonde, and you when you get with her, when you're doing your thing on top of her, just imagine it's Burt
Reynolds.
Imagine
it's Burt Reynolds.
And all dead seriousness.
You know, I don't doubt it at all.
No,
I don't doubt it at all.
God bless him.
See, y'all, he drives who knows how long, and there's Megan
I
and Ribba.
I drove on it to get to San Antonio.
And Megan, who looks like either she just got up or the benzos hadn't worn off yet. Also, I've decided that Megan's hair looks like actual cloth or like felt.
Mm.
It doesn't, I don't, can't even see texture.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I agree. I don't, she seems nice, so I'm not going to, but it just felt.
Like I can't, it looks so thick that I feel like you could move it in one piece.
And like, he gets there, he unpacks and he goes, well, hello, River.
Hey, River.
Hey, River. And it was just so, why I felt like it felt for audacity. It felt so anticlimactic, the whole thing.
It
felt like
me,
it was just another Wednesday.
One of the reasons why it felt weird to me is it felt like they showed up in the middle of her coming down from something.
Possibly that,
like,
too.
Y'all, she didn't seem like, she seemed out of it. And like, she seemed shell-shocked he was even there.
Maybe she's also just nervous filming because...
Maybe.
They show him that night. He's got to sleep in another room.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I want better for him. I don't like her.
I don't dislike her, but I don't like the situation he's setting up for himself. But look.
I just think she's got problems.
And John doesn't?
Yeah, I'm thinking her problems. Like, I think John probably has a problem with alcohol. Let's not sugarcoat that.
Mm-hmm.
I think hers may be more substance related.
I hope not, but
yeah. I just get this idea. But y'all, he's gonna sleep on an air mattress in River's room because she sleeps with River.
And he's like, but I'm here. I don't like that John said, but I'm here to prove everyone wrong.
Ugh.
And be the family guy and start a new chapter. And I went, that's not why you move. You need to say, I'm here. Now, if you want to prove anything, I'm here to prove to Megan that I want to be committed to her. That's different. Yeah.
It does seem like he's with this woman to prove it to the rest of his family that he can do it.
Don't think it's going to end well, y'all.
No, she's going to... it's going to be a little more sadder than Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. Oh, my God, though. Maybe he'll come to our Vegas show.
I'd love to have
him. That would be fun.
I'd love
to
have
him. I think John could drink you under the table.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, you want to go warm up?
I got a gay brother. I got a gay brother. You want to go see some strippers?
Yeah, let's go.
We'll gay strippers. I don't care.
I'll see gays. I'm good with gays.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. I'll show you my dick.
Like gay strippers.
It can't get hot anymore because I've already had like eight shots of whiskey.
If you got some cocaine, you can do it on my dick. I don't care. Just give me some cocaine.
I got Abigail. I can fuck you with Abigail if you want.
Multiple orgasms. Sure.
So y'all, they're talking the next day and she's like, yeah, he's going to expect sex that much. And he's like, well, sex doesn't have to be in a bed. Maybe the laundry room. We'll get it in. We'll get it in. We'll get in the sex. We'll get all the sex.
It'll be fun.
It'll be sex.
Have you ever had sex in a laundry room? Have you been spun on the spin cycle?
You know, I don't think I have.
I don't think that would be comfortable.
I've had it where someone's put me on the sink in the bathroom.
In a public bathroom?
It was their bathroom in their house, but there were people there.
Was it at least like a Carrera marble countertop?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No. Just Kohler.
Just for Mica. No, yeah. Not even Kohler, but not it was even American Kohler. Standard.
Yeah.
Kohler's nice.
At least it was American. Buy American.
Not even Delta.
That's the show.
That's the show. You know, only my father's a plumber when you end on faucet references. What other podcast
American
might
standard.
I ask you? Y'all, that's the show. All right. We're going to do some watch along, so we're excited to jump into that. So you can join that on RG Plus. If you have joined for Love is Blind and you've already joined for the month of March, so might as well jump into some of our other, that you can watch classic 90 Day Fiancé, listen to those episodes, all of our other Netflix binges, Selling Sunset, you can listen to. Also, that will give you our Bicurious, which is a once-a-month podcast mm-hmm. that we do that you get to vote on normally, where you choose. We give you three options. Yep. We choose three options, and then you choose one of the episodes, and then we do it. So
you could also do Apple subscriptions if it's easier for you. You don't have to sign up for anything.
That's an $8 tier, but that gets then you get this show commercial-free.
Yep.
If you don't want to hear our ads. Although we just had a sissy say, I couldn't afford the Patreon for 1 month. So I listened to the free feed, and she's like, their commercials are good.
Thank you.
I appreciated that. We try to make it entertaining. All right, everybody.
Entertainment.
That's the show. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Until then, we call these people Lonely Hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you're like me, you're literally thinking about the Puglia song. And that's all I can think about is lyrics that rhyme with Puglia.
Good idea.
Puglia. Unlike Mike, I won't try to rule you.